You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Giving of thanks smells good to God.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Out of your mercy toward us, Lord God, forgive us our sins, and help us to be thankful for your grace, your kindness, your providence, your generosity, your life, shared with us in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Giving of thanks smells good to God. That's the way it is described in one of history's first Thanksgiving days, when Noah came out of the ark to find himself and his family saved from the flood which had destroyed the rest of the world. Noah took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing, as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said to them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, upon every fowl of the earth, and upon all that moveth upon the earth. And upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. I can understand why Thanksgiving smells good to God. It smells good to me, too. I'm not talking now just about the redolent food served on a typical Thanksgiving day, but how it feels to give thanks, and how it feels to be thanked when you have done something for someone else. It feels good. God was pleased that Noah thanked him. He could have just got out of the ark, surveyed the world, and regarded it as his own achievement that he had come out alive. That's the kind of thing upon which people very often congratulate themselves, on their foresight, their imagination, their initiative, their skill, and their magnificent good luck. Noah got out and thanked God. Noah did not just say, thank God. He actually thanked him. He did something to thank him. He prepared a burnt offering whose fragrance reached all the way up to heaven. What can you do for someone who has everything, who made the world and controls it, who redeems the world and saves it from destruction, who gives and forgives so that people like us might have life? Why, you thank him. What can you give to someone who has everything? You can give him thanks. In John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, Christiana and her children are following Pilgrim to the Celestial City. The guide says to one of the boys, If at any time the pilgrims meet with any brunt, it is when they forget what favors they have received and how unworthy they are of them. People are not thankful for two reasons. They are forgetful of what they have received. and they are too proud to admit that they have not deserved what they have received. The scriptures are full of that forgetfulness and that pride. The theme of the whole book of Deuteronomy is beware lest you forget all the way which the Lord God has led you. There must be some reason for repeating it all the time. People forget the goodness and grace of God. The psalmist struggled all the time with his own human feelings, reminding himself, praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sin and heals all your diseases. It was the psalmist who confessed in Psalm 106, our ancestors in Egypt did not understand God's wonderful acts. They forgot the many times he showed his love for them. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Hosea kept telling their people, don't forget. In letter after letter, St. Paul reminded people who had come to know God in a new way through Jesus Christ of what God had done for them. It is God who sent Jesus Christ. It's God who forgives in Jesus Christ. The whole promise of new life in Christ comes from God. The sacrifice of Christ, said St. Paul, is like a sweet-smelling savor reaching right up to the nostrils of God. That smells good to him. Thanksgiving from people who have enjoyed his grace in Christ smells good to him too. St. Peter, in his second letter, describes life as barren and destitute when a man has forgotten what God has done for him to purge him from his old sins and to give him a new life. Life is that way for an awful lot of people these days, barren and destitute. There are those who have nothing. I pray, God, that those who have will open their hearts and share with those who have not. I also pray that those who have received out of the goodness of someone's heart will not forget to be thankful. No barrenness or destitution is so devastating as an unthankful heart. There's no barrenness or destitution, no matter how many things you have, like the unthinking heart that is unthankful toward God. Our Lord was always saying, Father, I thank you. When he healed 10 lepers, only one returned to give thanks. Our Lord was amazed. He said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Only one remembered. He returned and gave thanks. That smelled good, mighty good, that day. To be thankful, you have to remember. Remembrance is human. It's a human capability, but not a human characteristic. We can be thankful, but we aren't. That's the fact of the matter. We can remember God, but we don't. That's the fact of the matter. Noah got out of his ark and remembered and thanked God. The fragrance of the thing smelled good, mighty good to God. The United States of America has a National Day of Thanksgiving every year at the end of November. In Canada, there's a National Day of Thanksgiving in October. There may be other days like this in other countries. I know how it is where I live. People prepare all kinds of burnt offerings, but an awful lot of them never give a thought to Thanksgiving. And the thanks they do feel is often a superficial thing with no thought for God. The American Thanksgiving came before there was a United States of America. As one historian describes it, when the New England colonies were first planted, the settlers endured many privations and difficulties and used constantly to lay their distresses before God in days of fasting and prayer. Continual meditations on such topics tended to make them gloomy and discontented and disposed to return home. At last, when it was proposed to appoint still another day of penitence and humiliation, a common-sense old colonist said he thought they had brooded quite long enough and that it seemed high time that they should remember all God's mercies to them, their happy homes, the growing strength of their colony, the civil and religious liberty they enjoyed, and above all, the great salvation that Christ had won for them. He proposed, therefore, that instead of a fast, they should keep a feast of thanksgiving. His advice was taken, and from that day to this, Thanksgiving Day has been an annual observance in America. Wherever it is in this world of ours, all of us need to give thanks to God for his gifts. He provides all that we need as human beings. He gives the sunshine and the rain to raise crops. He provides even the day and the night, one to grow in and the other to rest in. The seed time is his, and the harvest time is his. The cold and the heat are his. Everything is his. He gives all that we need as human beings. We need forgiveness, all of us. He gives that for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ. He gave Christ, and Christ gave himself for the sins of the world. God raised Christ from the dead and declared him Lord of all. God in Christ was reconciling the world to himself, not counting our sins against us. He forgives. He gives all we need as human beings. Now, all of us need to give thanks as human beings. We need to remember how to be thankful. Anything less is an offense toward God the giver. It's the least and also the best that we can do to give thanks. God said to Noah, "All creation has been put into your hands." God repeated to Noah what he had said to Adam and Eve, "Subdue the earth and have dominion over it." In the 20th century, we enjoy agriculture and animal husbandry as well as science and technology. "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth," God commanded. We take all of that for granted. Hands, feet, brains, opportunity, and challenge. All creation we take for granted. If you have time to smell thanksgiving for what has been given to you, my friend, offer your thanks to God the giver. He is good, and he deserves your thanks. What he often gets is pollution. Not just air pollution, but also heart pollution. God knows us as we are. God said to himself that day when Noah offered thanks, "The imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth." That is why he sent the flood in the first place. That rottenness is still as foul-smelling as it always was. But God is good. Husbands and wives are still arguing with one another. Parents are still neglecting their children. Children are still disobeying their parents. There's still murder, stealing, hatred, and adultery abroad. By and large, what you see in the world is prostitution of the gifts God gives to the lusts of people. If we are honest with ourselves and with one another, each has to admit that he is not exempt from helping to produce the stench which assaults the nostrils of the creator of the world. God knows us. And still he is gracious. Still he gives. And he forgives. As one of Christ's men put it, "The death of Jesus Christ is a sweet-smelling savor to God for a foul-smelling world. Christ also loved us and gave himself for us as an offering and a sweet-smelling sacrifice to God." There's a way out of our world's destruction. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved," said Paul and Silas to the jailer at Philippi. As Noah was saved from the flood, so people are saved today by the ark of God's grace and power in Jesus Christ. The sweet-smelling savor is still the offering of thanksgiving by people who appreciate what God has done, who accept his forgiveness and live the life that God gives people through faith in Jesus Christ. It still smells good to God when people come to realize and accept what he has done for them, when they come to faith in him because of the sacrifice he offered in his Son, when they respond to that sacrifice with the best sacrifice of all, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. It smells good to God when you give thanks. People all over the world sing to God in the words of Bishop Ken's hymn, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost." They sing that. But do they mean it? Now's the time to mean it. As the psalmist said, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." This is more than just saying praise the Lord. It's doing it. It's thanksgiving. It's an act of worship. That smells good to God. When it comes right down to it, thanksgiving is always doing. It is service. It is bringing a gift to the altar. It is remembering the brother who sinned against you and forgiving him. It is making peace with that brother and then going on to live as life was meant to be lived. It is a constant reconciliation, as God himself was reconciled to the world in his Son, Jesus Christ. It is thanksgiving. It smells good to God. The great 15th century reformer and preacher of Florence, Jerome Savonarola, preached a great sermon about the realities of his time and of ours. He contrasted the prelates, their mitres of gold and precious stones, and their pastoral staff of silver, their embroidered copes and the silver chalices in the church, with what is reality. He said of the ancient church, true, they had not then so many gold mitres, nor so many chalices. And the few that they had, they parted with, of necessity, for the relief of the poor. But do you know what I have to say to you on this? In the primitive church, there were chalices of wood and prelates of gold. In our days, the church has golden chalices and wooden prelates. We need to regain our sense of values. What we take for wood is so often gold, and what we take for gold is so often wood. The imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. Christ died for people like that. He died for us, for you and for me. He died to remove the stench and corruption that distort our values. He's looking for people like Noah, himself an imperfect man, who stepped out of the ark and offered thanksgiving. He's looking for you. Our Creator and our Savior, our Helper, our Friend, deserves something besides thoughtless consumption of his good gifts. He deserves thanksgiving, which is thoughtful remembrance and thoughtful living. Remember him. It smells good to him. Pray to him. It smells good to him. Feel thankful to him. It smells good to him. Give thanks to him. It smells good to him. Thanksgiving smells good to God. Amen.